Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Ali Quorum and Justin Nielsen here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Monday, March 11th, a narrowly mixed day for the most part, but the index is holding firm ahead of Tuesday's CPI report, Justin.
Yeah, so that's going to be the next piece of economic data that we're going to be on the lookout for. Of course, the last few economic data items have kind of shook markets one way or the other, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I guess what I kind of liked was the reaction after Friday's downside reversal that we held. And we'll also talk about a few stocks that look interesting, including Arch Capital Group and On Holding and Neurocrine Biosciences.
Sounds like a plan, Justin. All right, we'll get to those stocks. But first, let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ today down 0.4%. And you're right, a pretty mild loss, all things considered, given the scope of the downside reversal last Friday. And then we have the S&P 500 down just 0.1% today, finding support at the 10-day line. The Dow, zero DJIA here, even with a little bit of an upside reversal. And the Russell 2000 small caps, the hardest hit today, down about 0.9% after that downside reversal on Friday, but still right at a short-term support level. Let's start with the NASDAQ, Justin, and dig a little deeper. Your thoughts on where we're at?
Well, it's kind of nice that we did hold above that 16,000 level. We'll see if it continues to hold there. But again, you know, after a downside reversal, you usually expect some more bleeding. And the fact that we kind of held, it was a fairly tight day. And it also closed in the 40% range. You know, whenever we see something come down and make up that much ground off of its lows, that's usually a sign of some support. Now, it doesn't mean that the support will hold for very long, but at least it did for today. And of course, as we talked about at the outset, there is that CPI report that can really kind of jostle things around. So we'll really have to be watching that number before the open. It's going to be interesting to see what happens and what the market's reaction. Certainly the jobs report on Friday started things off very well. But again, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And we certainly saw a bad finish on Friday, not so bad today, but the Russell, as you pointed out, was the hardest hit. That one was down in the basically at the lows of the day. So while it is still there at the 10-day moving average line, it did lose that 2071 area. That was kind of an area we were looking for it to hold. It did lose that, but you know, we'll see if it holds here at the 10-day moving average line. And also the S&P 500, I just wanted to kind of say for the S&P 500 and both the Dow Jones Industrial Average, really nice moves off the bottom there. You know, good level of support. And those kind of closed at the peak of their trading. So very interesting.
Yes, very interesting indeed. Thank you for that, Justin. All right, let's take a look underneath the surface at some groups. Actually, first, let's go to the 10-year yield and then we'll get to the groups. So along with equities potentially jostling around, as you said, tomorrow, we're also going to be taking a look at the reaction with treasury yields.
Yeah. And look, I mean, when you consider that we were up at 5% back in October and fears that it was going to get even worse, the fact that we are now hovering around 4%, the low kind of 4% range, I think is overall a pretty good thing. We're below that 200-day moving average line, right around the 50-day line. You know, with the expectation that, again, maybe cuts aren't going to happen as quickly as people wanted, and maybe not as many this year. I think at one point people were saying 7 was the projection. I think those expectations have come down quite a bit. But still, if we can hold down here, I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. But, you know, of course, the CPI report could jostle things around tomorrow. But with a lower interest rate level, especially on the 10-year treasury, that does help a lot of areas, including the Russell 2000, home builders, anything that's interest sensitive. So,
yeah, good stuff there. Okay, let's take a look at a few of the notable groups today. Here's IGV. This is the software sector ETF, up about 0.25% in upside reversal. And we're right at a key level, Justin.
Well, and when you consider how bad it looked just last week, I mean, there was that day that, there were a few days that were kind of really coming down. You know, there was last week and then a couple weeks prior to that where it broke beneath the 50-day moving average line. The fact that it's really kind of holding above that 50-day moving average line does show a measure of resilience. So I think that's something that we're going to have to watch now. Of course, some of these computer software groups have come down a little bit more than others, especially on the individual stocks, especially with this earnings season that saw some stocks go up 20% or more and some that went down 20% or more. So that's been tough going this earnings season. But having that support level at the 50-day moving average line, I think, is a good thing so far.
Yeah, exactly. And so now we've had, well, this will be the, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th week from the highs of the rally for this group. So bases developing, right, Justin? Hopefully underneath the surface.
And that's not a bad thing, right? We've been complaining about the extension of a lot of the indexes. And so the cure for an extension is a base. And that does give you more opportunities to potentially buy some of these leading stocks that have really not given you many opportunities. So that could overall be a good thing. But bases aren't fun. You know, if you're sitting through it, it's kind of, oh, do I sell? Do I hold? What do I do? Especially for some of the deeper bases. But overall, that is constructive action. It's just a lot easier to view those from the sidelines.
Mm-hmm. Right, you are. Okay, also in focus today was crypto. Here's a look at the iBit ETF. This is the iShares Bitcoin spot price ETF. There's a lot of the Bitcoin ETFs out there nowadays, but we'll look at this one up 4% on the day after a huge couple of weeks here, Justin, and we're only at Monday, but this moving on some news today.
Yeah, so the UK has kind of said, okay, we're going to be opening up for exchange-traded notes, cryptocurrency action. So that's certainly helping, but man, this has just been such a strong move. And for those that have said, oh, well, it's extended, it just keeps on getting more extended, right? That hasn't stopped it. You have had some volatility. I mean, that day last week was pretty brutal, but like this market, a lot of times it's just coming right back and going into new high territory within a few days, not really staying down after some brutal moves to the downside.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next on the list, let's take a look at SMH. So down on the day by about 1.8% after Friday's downside reversal. But if you look at the pace of the ascent, it seems only natural for there to be a little bit more of a reaction to the downside.
Yeah, I mean, what we were seeing was kind of unsustainable. And this is where sometimes if you just draw a line across the highs, you can kind of see that this was getting extended above what we call an upper channel line. And that can be a signal, hey, this is something that may be due for some mean reversion, a little bit of a pullback, just to kind of get it back in line with where it normally trades. And so I think that's, again, it's no fun to see a reversal like we saw on Friday, but the fact that it really didn't come down too much overall, I think is something that's heartening. And we'll just have to see, does it hold this 10-day moving average line? Does it come down to the 21-day moving average line? Or is it a little bit more serious and comes all the way down to the 50-day moving average line? I think you have to be prepared for those different scenarios and not just for the ETF itself. This is the VanEck Semiconductors ETF, but for those individual stocks, if you own them. It's certainly very important to be watching NVIDIA, AMD, Taiwan Semi. You know, those are kind of the heavy hitters in this space. And, you know, we've been looking at these as the leaders, especially NVIDIA. So it's a matter of how much of a correction do we get to kind of get it back in order beyond that extension that it had.
Yes. Okay, let's take a look at some notable tickers from today's session. More notable tickers. ACGL is where we want to go next. And we got a breakout for this insurance stock.
Yeah, you wouldn't normally think of insurance as being all that sexy, but well, maybe a lot of people thinking of how extended the markets were and how much money they've made, maybe we're thinking a little bit more of insurance against some of this some of this downside risk. But this is in the insurance property casualty. It's not alone. Arch Capital Group, you've also got CB that looked very interesting today. Chubb, that was kind of breaking a little downtrend. And you also had, we talked about Ryan, which is one of the insurance brokers, that, you know, had a breakout just a couple weeks ago. Also on the daily, you can see one of our new indicators on Market Surge is called the ANTS indicator. You can see those little dots on Ryan for that one. Ryan, you can see those little dots there. We call it the ANTS, which just shows a lot of strength. But back to Arch Capital, this was one of the few breakouts today, and I really can't find much fault with it. It just kind of really went very tight, not too deep of a base. And you know, you have earnings that are coming up in 44 days, plenty of time to give this one a shot. I really kind of liked it earlier. It's getting, you know, it had quite a powerful move for an insurance company today, up 3%, but still actionable here. And it had some volume, you know, about 29, 30% above average. So you can kind of see it poke its head above that that moving average line, the red line on the volume. So nice to see that blue volume come in, and not a bad looking chart.
It's not. And I really actually like the look of this weekly chart here, Justin. We got the undercut and a base reset. As you mentioned, the tight action on the right side. And look at this earnings line. It's moving in the right direction.
It is moving in the right direction. I mean, look, sometimes you know you don't get huge numbers with insurance companies, but again, if you see a kind of a steady incline, that is a positive. So you can see some big numbers here recently. Estimates not looking, you know, too spectacular, but you know, decent on the revenue, still in double digits.
Mm-hmm. That it sure is. Okay, next on our list, a stock reporting earnings here very soon is On Holding. This is ONON Shoe Company, and it's setting up with that report due.
Yeah, so not something I'm going to step in front of and buy today, even though normally this is something that you could consider being actionable. And you also, you take a step back and look at the weekly chart. This is one where the relative strength has been lagging a little bit. A fairly deep base, 37%. If you kind of hover over the pattern recognition, it does those calculations for you. The handle, though, much tighter at just 10%. So that's a positive. Arguably, you know, Deckers, that's been the leader, DECK in the same group. This one has been on fire, really strong relative strength, just, you know, kind of getting some touches on the 10-week moving average line. But if there is some rotation from some of the leaders into some of the stocks that haven't been participating as much, if you look at On, we've seen this kind of happen for a lot of stocks, especially those IPOs that were so exciting in 2021, had nice moves and then fizzled and went nowhere and got actually pummeled in 2022. A lot of these are coming off their bottoms and, you know, starting to make progress in that overhead supply. So if On joins those ranks, this is a nice setup. You've kind of got that line of resistance that goes all the way back to its IPO. Very interesting that it's kind of like right around where the IPO was, where it got support, and now an area of resistance around 34. So I think a breakout above there is going to be looking interesting, but I would wait for earnings to happen to see if that catalyst is what can drive the stock higher.
Exactly. We'll have to see what the report is like, because we know, Justin, this has been one of those earnings season where anything can happen, anything. So right. And we can't just expect that we're going to get a breakout for this setup here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, look, you have to be careful after the open, because sometimes we've seen some pretty nasty reversals. Yep. It's don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And last but not least, let's take a look at Neurocrine Biosciences. This is NBIX, the ticker there, setting up in a nice little base here, depth of 11%.
Yeah, I mean, for a biotech company, which you normally think of as, you know, potentially having some more volatility, this has really been some tight action. You can see how it dropped pretty quickly, but then it held. It would be kind of nice if the market did the same thing, where it just kind of did that downside reversal and held here. So far it is, but I always like to see a level of support where it just resists going down anymore. And you even got that blue shading, which means you had 3 weeks tight in that area. So only an 11% drop so far. It's really holding well, got support right where you would want to see it at the top of that previous base. And they've got some exciting things going on. I always love reading Allison Gatlin's articles. She did the stock of the day on this stock today. So that's something that you can look at investors.com. If you're on Market Surge, you can just pop open that news panel that you just showed to kind of show what's happening here. With this stock, I mean, they've got some treatments for movement disorders, and it looks like, you know, some of these treatments, there's some new ones, and those could be useful for schizophrenia, central nervous disorders, and so on. So very interesting there. And again, that flat action, tight action, holding right around the 50-day moving average line, I think is, pretty strong. But we'll just have to wait and see. Can this make a breakout? It already kind of cleared one area on Friday. Does it just kind of hold here before making another move above that 143.35? And how long does it take? But certainly one I think that's worth keeping on your radar, especially when you see something that is bucking the trend, showing strength when, you know, a lot of the leaders have been weak. Definitely one to watch.
Right. And I know this group is filled with so many different types of companies doing different things. So it's sort of hard to just gauge the whole group as one unit. But I think with that being said, we are seeing more and more stocks in this industry group and more broadly in the medical sector looking interesting and setting up. So it's definitely something to take note of. It's now, this biotech group is now 5 out of 197. Mm-hmm. The other thing, Justin, is even though there was a lot of price discovery on that earnings day, that close was pretty high up in the trading range. So maybe a little subtle sign of strength on that left side of the base there.
Yeah. And once again, look at where it got support, right at the 50-day moving average line, and also just underneath the previous kind of support level at 129.50. So the fact that, again, it got down there, immediately bounced. So you got to imagine that there were buyers ready to pick up the slack there. And then it just has really held that so nicely in a tight fashion lately. So again, Friday, arguably actionable as an early alternative entry. And then 143.35 also providing another opportunity to get into this one.
All right. Thank you, Justin. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That's it for today, but we will be back with more tomorrow morning on IBD Live. And we hope you join us, investors.com/IBD Live, for all the details. We will see you there. And then we'll also see you right back here tomorrow at the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.